A state house bill that would expand the right to self-defense in Alaska has been getting increased attention, in part because of the Trayvon Martin case. Florida, where Martin was shot last month, passed a similar law in 2005. HB 80 would change the definition of when Alaskans can use deadly force. Currently, Alaska law says you can defend yourself if you're threatened or attacked in your home, business, at risk of being carjacked, or defending a child or family member, regardless of where you are, or if you are a police officer. HB 80 would drop the current requirement that in all circumstances, other than the home, business, or car, you have a duty to retreat if you can do so with complete safety. Anchorage prosecutor James Fayette, who testified against the proposal, says an unintended consequence could be an easier path for criminals.
I don't think anybody who supports this legislation for a second wants to help gang members. That's not what I'm saying at all. I just think it's an unintended, ironic consequence that this bill would then allow the gang guys to come to court and say, well, I was on the sidewalk. I have a right to be there. I didn't have any duty to walk away. And if you've ever seen one of these cases litigated in court, you see how easy it is for somebody that we would all agree is a criminal to come to court and claim self-defense.
Fayette works for the Anchorage District Attorney's Office, but stresses he's speaking out as a citizen and longtime prosecutor, not as a representative of the DA's office. Similar laws expanding the right to self-defense, such as Florida, where it's referred to as the Stand Your Ground statute, have been sponsored by the National Rifle Association. Republican Representative Mark Newman is from the Mat-Su Valley's Big Lake area. Newman says more than 20 states have now removed the duty to retreat. Newman says he is an NRA member, but that's not necessarily why he sponsored the legislation.
The fact remains that I just feel that people should have a right to protect themselves. You know, if you have rights while you're sitting in your home to protect you and your family, why should you not also have those rights when you're out walking down the street or camping or fishing? And, you know, why should you not continue to have those rights?
But James Fayette says the law does allow Alaskans to protect themselves or their family members now in the settings Newman describes. The standard is you must walk away if you can do so with complete safety. He says the duty to retreat is based on the premise that there are times when it's better for people to walk away rather than take a life.
Because self-defense is a powerful criminal defense, and when the jury is satisfied that someone acted in self-defense, the result is not guilty. It's not like, oh, okay, he's charged with murder, but maybe it's like self-defense, so we'll only convict him of manslaughter. It's not like that. The result is not guilty. It's very much a license to kill. That sounds very edgy, but that's exactly what this statute is. They're amending the statute that is the legal license to kill. And if the jury thinks that that's what happened, the result is not guilty. And people need to understand that.
Representative Newman says there are no changes made to the justification part of the current law. He says if you're a gang member or intoxicated, you can't claim self-defense. But Newman and Fayette both say almost all people who use deadly force claim self-defense in court. Newman says that's just the way it is.
That's why we have judges and juries in courtrooms that do that, and they can go through that court process and figure that out. Me as a guy sitting here trying to, on the sidelines, trying to second guess what's best or right or wrong, that's just not appropriate for me to do.
The bill has already passed the House. Senator Hollis French, a Democrat from Anchorage, said although he had concerns about the bill, he agreed to pass it out of the Judiciary Committee and send it to Senate Finance. A similar bill in Minnesota was vetoed recently. In the Florida case, the man who claimed self-defense and shot Trayvon Martin has not been charged with any crime.